T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman. Ed Arzuman. No from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you right up until 10. And Sal Licata on your fan. New York City.
Darling, you got to let me know.
I'm sure we'll take a little time off and just kind of reflect a little bit on the season.
Should I stay or should I go?
When you're making the decisions and you've got the ball in your hand every play, there's the mistakes that are made.
Manning in a shotgun, drops back to throw. He's under pressure, fires it over the middle, and it's incomplete. Manning takes the snap, he's back to throw. Under pressure, throws one right in the pass, deflected and intercepted.
So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
I've not got into that or thought much about that, and so just worried about doing my job.
Manning back to throw. Deep ball down the right side. That pass intercepted. Manning rolls to his right, and he's going to get sacked. Manning takes the shotgun snap, fires one to the right, and the pass underthrown and incomplete.
At the end of the day, we saw what Eli was capable of once we gave him help.
Manning in a shotgun set. Back to throw. He's under pressure. Trying to get away with the football. It's loose on the ground. It's a fumble and recovered by the Titans.
Just soul searching and figure out what's the best, you know, plan going forward.
Should I stay or should I go?
Manning on a first and 10. Throwing the deep ball down the left side, looking for Odell. And he underthrew it, incomplete. Manning back. He's under pressure. He's sacked. Manning in a shotgun set. Here comes the pressure. Throws it through the hands of Ingram. Incomplete.
Every year's a new year. When you evaluate him, it's a new year. You've got to take everything for what it's worth.
Manning rolls right, looks, throws one into the end zone, deflected and incomplete. Manning back, he's under pressure, rolls to his left and then just heaves it. Incomplete. Manning in a shotgun set. Takes a knee-high snap. He's back. He looks. He throws one into the end zone. Incomplete.
We'll address that and try to get a game plan and figure out, you know, what we're going to do.
Should I stay or should I go? Go, go, go.
Should he stay or should he go? As all of us know, Sunday is Selection Sunday, with March Madness, of course, officially getting itself underway. Sunday, you're going to have more people than stars in the sky with the seedings and the analysis and the brackets. Selection Sunday. Selection Sunday for the NCAA and Selection Sunday for the New York Football Giants. Sunday, as you know, the day the Giants owe the $5 million roster bonus to Eli Manning. And if they decide to pay it, the Giants will be making it official, selecting Eli to be their quarterback for the 2019 season. And more Giants fans than stars in the sky will begin anew with at least 5 million comments and opinions as to where the New York Football Giants will be seeded in the NFC East, analysis on what the Giants are doing with a 38-year-old quarterback, and where you might find the Giants in your NFC bracket. Unless the New York Football Giants make a deal with Arizona for Josh Rosen between now and payday, between now and Selection Sunday for the Giants, expect, as many of us do, to see Eli Manning under center or better yet, in the shotgun, looking for a Golden Tate, signed today, as you know, by the New York Football Giants. Tate, by the way, does not hang with Justin Bieber, has never had a relationship with the kicking net, and knows never to order pizza made in France. Should Eli Manning be throwing to Golden Tate or Sterling Shepard or Evan Ingram, or should it be Josh Rosen if the Giants were to make a desert deal with the Cardinals? Well, maybe we see the Giants select Eli on Sunday and still make a deal with Arizona for Rosen if they draft, let's see, if Arizona does draft Murray and make available, of course, as they would Rosen. And everybody does expect that to happen. And it's more likely the Giants get Rosen than Haskins. If the New York Football Giants were to cut Eli, and that's not what the Giants will be selecting to do on Sunday, the choices would be who? What? Kaepernick? Gimmick? Hackenberg, Tim Tebow. Once Eli deposits the $5 million roster bonus he's going to get, he'll need to redo, restructure, and rearrange with GM Dave his $23 million cap hit, so the New York Football Giants might be able to fit another player under your ever-shrinking salary cap. You wouldn't know it from the week that has been, what was so much with the hot stove football. But here comes Major League Baseball with new rules for 2019. And some rules are putting out there for a year from now in 2020. Unlike the NFL, most of these rules you can understand. And maybe you might not like them. Maybe you may not want to ever in your lifetime see them, but at least they are rules you might be able to, how you say in the trade, understand. And one of them is going to be for this year, and you know it because it's about 24 hours old since it's really been talked about and announced, the elimination of trades made in August. So that's been waived. So it's July 31 or bust. If you're a Yankee fan, if you're a Metropolitan fan, you certainly don't want to see one of your players get hurt in early August because there's not much you're going to be able to do about it. All-star game tweaks, they're going to be made with starters, and they really have no bearing on what really matters, which is, of course, the regular season. And of course, another one, with the Home Run Derby, a $1 million bonus for the winner. Wonderful pocket change for most major league players. And to nobody's surprise, not a single person, nobody is surprised at all that there was not a single word for this year or next year about what we see in baseball, and it's debatable, this issue. It is controversial, this issue. Many baseball fans like it. Many more do not like it. But not a word about what we see in baseball in this day and age we live in, where we see a third baseman at short, a shortstop behind second base, a second baseman in short right field, and a first baseman in the hole between first and second. Nothing said, nothing done about the shift.
We shift the guy sometimes, other times we don't. Sometimes if you got a guy on second.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift. Cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift.
Chopped into the shift, and it's Sandoval to second for one, to first for two. So that'll go 5-6-3. Don't see that every day.
I don't know the last time I've seen a four-man infield on the right side.
And the ball will be hit into the shift. They get an out, it's only because of that shift. And they do!
Cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift.
Pulls one into the shift. Campbell from the right side throws it out. Eric Campbell overlapped to the right side. about 50 feet into the outfield.
Shifting one side or another. First time I heard it as a kid, of course, you go back to Ted Williams had destroyed the Indians. That's when Lou Boudreau came up with the idea, let's stack the right side of the infield.
In a ground ball, base hit into right field. They had him shifted up the middle.
2-2 is hit into the shift. Aaron Hill, Ahmed at second, and they roll the double play.
If there's a guy in scoring position and there's a hole over there, I'm going for it every time. So, you know, if they want to keep doing that, that's fine with me. I always told you guys the shift gives you more hits than it takes away.
His last time up, he hit it to the second baseman on the left side of the infield. This time, he hit it through the right side against the shift.
Brother, that is ain't no ifs, cause Andy's been a-working on a midnight shift.
Something we've talked about, you know, they put a shift on you.
Slow ground ball right side into the ownership. Espinosa in right field has it. Throw to Moore. Out at first base. And the side retired.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.